Rescuing GeoCities. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Yahoo said last week that it would shut down its GeoCities personal website service later this year. Hard to believe now, but Yahoo paid about $3 billion for the company back in 1999. You may recall that GeoCities allowed users to design personal websites, but the pioneering service has long since been eclipsed by blogs and social networks. So what's going to become of the million-plus GeoCities homepages out there? Yahoo is saying only that it will provide details later this summer on how customers can save their own data. Jason Scott believes GeoCities deserves saving. Scott runs textfiles.com, a site that's devoted to computer history. He's lead organizer for a new group called the Archive Team, which is working to save a growing body of endangered internet content, including GeoCities.
A lot of sites that attracted attention over the past 15 to 20 years of the web have been shut down, sometimes abruptly. And we're at a point right now where so many people are willingly putting data that they create and they own online in other locations. And then these companies right now feel no mandate to hold it for very long once they decide, for whatever reason, to take it down. These data locations have no sense of responsibility. It's not shameful for a company to just turn off 15 years of community memory.
What is it about GeoCities that makes you want to do this? What is the potential value in saving GeoCities?
GeoCities had a reputation in the late 90s and certainly the early 21st century of being kind of the dumping ground for people who didn't know what they were doing. A lot of websites that were ugly, that weren't well written, that were boring, and so on. But in point of fact, it's a beautiful snapshot of an entire population coming online for the first time. And now that online life is becoming the norm, certainly in developed countries, it represents this turning point.
So how are you actually saving all these GeoCities sites?
So we're doing things like checking websites to see if people link to GeoCities. We're doing Google searches to find the names of different GeoCities sites. And we're just trying to capture as much as we can. We know there's a lot, but we're just kind of stepping through, and my attitude is similar to if you're trying to rescue things from a burning house, which is you run around and you grab the 5 or 10 things or more that you can carry and run out. And that's not everything you own, but at least you got something.
So what do you intend to do with all this material?
It's not entirely clear to me what to do with the material after rescuing it. I don't really think of it that way. I'd like to be the guy who, at that historical point, at the historical point we're in, I said, let's grab a copy. And in maybe a year or 10 years, someone will say, man, I'm really glad somebody was there to do that, because it turns out this was an important piece of information. We could not have known it back then in 2009, but here in 2019, it's so vital that we have it.
Jason Scott with the Archive Team. More information at archiveteam.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.